The patients were selected for those patients treated in Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge over the years of 1999 to 2004, and they had to be newly diagnosed with prostate cancer. And importantly, they had to have a histologically confirmed positive diagnostic needle biopsy and not be given the diagnosis on the basis of an elevated PSA or a TURP. They must have had full clinical data available in terms of PSA, Gleason grade, and metastatic status in those in the androgen deprivation group, and also must have had a minimum of 5 years' worth of clinical follow-up with PSA measurements. And as I said, two primary treatment cohorts were selected, those treated with surgery, which was 134 patients, and those treated by primary androgen deprivation therapy. And this group will encompass the wide spectrum of disease, ranging from localized to very advanced disease.